Hey everyone, welcome back to the Baseball Rundown, episode 2 of the spring season. Ryan Lombardi, Coach Raz with you for the next probably like 30 minutes as we are going to recap this weekend for Bonnie's baseball and then also look ahead to Middle Tennessee. And Coach, how are we today?
Ready to get back on the bus. So, yeah, it's starting to warm up outside, so feeling the baseball here a little bit, maybe getting back to this area, but ready to get our next series on.
Yeah, love it. Coach, so, you know, you guys split the series with UNC Asheville. Let's just talk about the overall vibes of the team. First weekend out, you know, you're going to have some of those, you know, tough spots, tough games. Maybe the offense, the bats coming around a little slower. But just overall, just talk about the overall vibe of the team this weekend.
Well, I think they came out maybe a little overconfident. I think this team really believes in their ability to go out and play. And, you know, we just got into a little bit of a hole there early. So we weren't able to kind of play our game. And I think it kind of shell-shocked them a little bit. Like, oh, man, like we do have to play great to win still, you know? Yeah. And I think you saw that kind of happen as the weekend went on. And they got their confidence back a little bit, and we got to see more of what we feel like this team can be.
Yeah, definitely. Just looking overall as a team, you guys offensively really did get the bats going. As a team, you hit .283 this weekend, had 13 doubles, third most of any team in the country this past weekend. Just overall, I mean, the bats got going as the weekend went on.
Yeah, you know, I think Coach Salerno said it very well after the weekend, like, last year, we felt like we had good power numbers. Obviously, we set a home run record, and you know, we hit for good average and stole some bases, but we didn't hit a lot of doubles. I think, you know, average wise, we were kind of more at the bottom of the average of doubles. And I think doubles can really show the ability to hit all parts of the field and athleticism and things like that. So, yeah, I think to, you know, be third in the country in doubles after weekend one is a sign of what I think the talent group of this lineup really has. And, you know, we didn't even really get to play a kid that we're pretty high on, and we gave him one at bat and he kind of showed what he could do. So yeah, I think as we get healthy, as we get, you know, more complete and we start to figure out exactly what our lineup's going to be moving forward, there's a lot of depth of talent. I think finding those perfect puzzle pieces and putting it together, we've already made adjustments, right, from our first lineup four games ago. Like, we've already, you know, kind of made some decisions and making some adjustments. So that's what these first 4 weekends are about before we start conference play, is just finding out exactly who we are as a team.
Yeah, let's dive into game one. Bats really don't come alive in this one. You guys drop game one 8-0 to UNC Asheville. David James, you know, only gives up 2 earned runs on the mound through 4 2/3. It was a first inning error away from really having a really solid outing, I would say.
I thought David looked awesome. Honestly, we gave away 5 outs that first inning. We had, you know, an error in the field, and then we had a strikeout on a pass ball. You know, those were two really difficult errors, especially in the first inning. Like, you know, it sucks. Like, the first inning you play, you have a couple errors that put you down 3-0 after the first. And, you know, you got to kind of try to climb your way back in after making a couple errors where, you know, a 0 probably should have been on the board. But I thought DJ pitched great. I mean, 6 strikeouts, 1 walk, scattered 4 hits. I think he pitched better than even his line kind of shows. We had that in the third inning. We had bases loaded with 1 out, and we didn't get a run in. And that's early in the game when you're down 3-0. So, you know, I know the score was 8-0, but, you know, it was 3-0, and then we took David out, and we brought Mark Holman in a lefty-lefty situation back-to-back. And unfortunately, he just didn't do his job in that moment, you know, gave up a walk and then a home run. But then you saw him settle down after that. You know, like, he didn't give up a hit after that, didn't walk a guy for the next 2 innings. So he was able to extend that game for us a little bit. But at that point, it's kind of 7-0. And, you know, you're just trying to get through the end of the game and hope your offense rallies a little bit. But, you know, credit to their staff. I mean, their pitchers did a great job. I mean, the Boson kid is a Utah transfer who pitched a lot for them last year. And Drew Turner was at Pittsburgh last year. So, you know, two power forearms dropping down. And they kind of got, you know, really good outings out of both of them to keep us off the board and secure the first game for first game of the year.
Yeah. I mean, even Jackson Ross, I mean, he worked himself in and out of trouble too. So, no earned run inning for him, just to kind of wrap it up. But then it was game two where, you know, the bats got going, the offense really started to pick it up, and I thought the pitching staff looked pretty solid as well. Game two, you guys went 11-7, and I mean, kind of just started to mash some baseballs. Castro and Anthony Fernandez both with their first home runs in the brown and white uniform.
Yeah, you know, the offense was, and that was 11 runs in 7 innings. You know, it wasn't even a 9-inning game, so we jumped on the board early, and it was like, all right, here we go. You know, we could hopefully see this offense start to come together a little bit. And, you know, I think that, you know, Holcraft was 2-for-3. Castro was 2-for-4. Fernandez was 3-for-4. Calabretti, who had a tough weekend for his first weekend with us, was 1-for-5. And then Antonio was 2-for-5. Ross was 2-for-5. Like, so you started to see the hits kind of spread out there with our lineup. And, you know, I think our lineup has the ability to hit 1 through 9. I don't think that we really have like a defensive hole in the lineup. We have a chance to get production from the whole lineup. Unfortunately, Nolan wasn't as good as we had hoped. You know, I think we have high expectations for Nolan, and, you know, just struggled to throw strikes a little bit in his first outing at Division One. And we went to old reliable Tristan to kind of carry that lead for us. And, you know, he was able to give us 3 1/3 innings, you know, scatter some runs, but allow our offense to kind of keep working. And, you know, not ideally throwing Duvall for one inning. I think he's a guy that we see using more on the weekends than one inning, but it was really important for us to grab that W. So we had to make sure.
I believe it was yesterday, maybe the day before, and I was like, hey, good first inning from you. And he's like, man, I wanted to pitch more. he just wants to have the ball in his hand. He wants to be out there. So I love that from him.
And we did have him available for day two. If we needed a situation where we needed to lock down a save, you know, we would have used him again. But, you know, it's the first weekend. You don't want to, like, put guys in bad situations where they get hurt. So, you know, he got his inning in. I know it wasn't a save, but, you know, no lead is safe when it's under 5, in my opinion. So, you know, it was good to kind of have those guys throw back-to-back and secure that victory out of the pen after a rough start.
Well, 1-5 lead that was deemed safe was the Sunday – or so Saturday morning game where you guys won 10-5 to lead the series 2-1, and just all around once again getting production from the offense. I believe every batter reached first base safely in that game, which is, you know, always a good sign when your offense put up 10 runs and everybody's get on base in some capacity. But nonetheless, I mean, the pitching staff really did a good job. Edgar Paulino with his first start for the Bonnies. Goes 5 innings, 2 hits, and tacked for 1 run, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. So you got to be happy with what you saw from him.
Super happy. I mean, I think Edgar was kind of the wild card for us this year. I think that this stuff, the ability is there. I mean, the kid's a big dude, right? Like, he's 240 pounds and moves very well on the mound. Like, there's not a lot of wasted movement. It's smooth. And he works really hard. Like, he wants it. Like, he believes in himself. And, you know, I think we just, as a coaching staff, had questions about the ability to throw strikes and, you know, how do you deal when you're not throwing strikes and kind of just, like, go do it, right? Like, go prove it. And we gave him the opportunity, and he made the most of it. So, like, there's no doubt we got to run him back out there this weekend and start him. You know, and he probably wasn't in our plan initially to be a starter, or at least one of our top three starters. Like, who knows how we were going to use him, but now it's like, bro, you got to go, like, no doubt. Like, go back out there. You're getting the ball again. Like, go do it again. Like, keep forcing us to be put you out there and starting you on a weekend. And, I mean, he was electric. It was not, like, I know the strikeouts weren't there, but he was getting some bad contact. And, he was dotting up some really good pitches.
And he threw strikes. That's, like, the biggest thing.
He pounded the strike zone. And it wasn't pounding the strike zone in the middle. Like, you know, his cutters were off the plate on the outside. His fastball was hitting sides. Like, it wasn't just him, like, pumping over. Like, he was pitching. And he just found his groove, and you saw his – he got out of a jam or two, you know, and you could see his confidence kind of growing. And, you know, I don't want to let too many of the inside team stuff out on the podcast here, but, you know, that kid cares, man. Like, you could tell in his eyes after the game, like, he was proud of what he had done and what he had accomplished. And I think a lot of that just kind of goes to how hard he works, you know, and how much effort he really puts into it. And, you know, making this transition from a position player to a pitcher. And, you know, sometimes you probably question yourself, like, is it the right move? And then you do believe in yourself, and you're kind of just looking for someone else to believe in you. And I think he felt like, man, I got my shot, and I seized my moment, right? And that's what you want, man. Like, you want to give kids an opportunity, and when they seize that moment, you just want to give it back to them and let them do it again. So, you know, I'm happy for him. You could tell it meant a lot for him, and it was the day of that game was the game of the Northern Essex Knights. I mean, they, you know, Paulino's came to us from Northern Essex Community College, and then Manny Boom Castro was on fire. It was tough. We couldn't even figure out who to give the belt to. Like, I felt like just giving the belt to Northern Essex Community College because, you know, how do you not give the belt to somebody who went 4-for-5 with two doubles and a home run?
Yeah, he was a triple short of the cycle. Like, yeah, come on.
It was incredible, right? But honestly, Enger's the one that set the tone for that game, like just going out and putting up zeros and pounding the strike zone. So, you know, great performance out of both of them. And Antonio, again, was, you know, if he hits like this, it makes our lineup a lot deeper because we've invested. And I told them that this today, cause you know, we're going to move them to the cleanup spot. And it's like, listen, Tone, we've invested time in you, right? Like, you've started for 2 years since your freshman year, like, you're a junior now, like, you should hit like this because we believe in you that you have the ability to hit like this. So, you know, if Tonio's going to have these kind of weekends, it's going to make us very difficult to pitch.
Very hard to find a catcher that can play great defense and also hit, you know, 300, 280, like above 280 kind of thing. And I mean, if Tony could do that for this team this year, he's really going to put himself in a really good spot.
Yeah, he's going to get drafted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I don't – why wouldn't he? Like, he's he's a great kid. He's a great defender. If the bat – I mean, there's always – the bat talent's always been there. I mean – he's hit some extra base hits for us his first 2 years. It's just the average. And his pitch selection was so good this weekend. Like, he wasn't swinging at bad pitches. Like, you could just see almost kind of see the maturity of him at the plate in this first series. And, you know, it gives us some high hopes moving forward.
Yeah, another player I want to point to is, I mean, Anthony Fernandez. He had an unbelievable weekend as well. And he walked 6 times. I mean, I don't know if it's just his eye at the plate or if pitchers aren't really wanting to throw to him. But I just feel like he looked really comfortable at the plate.
Yeah, they definitely didn't want – I mean, they intentionally walked him in the first inning of that game. So they definitely did not want to throw to him. And I think that's – you know, I think we're going to move Anthony to lead off now where he can get as many at-bats as possible and protect him a little bit in the lineup with Castro. And, you know, Holcraft hit in the 3-hole for us all last year. So just slide him back to where he was, try to get him back to being comfortable. You know, he didn't have a typical weekend that we expect from Chris. So I think moving Anthony to lead off, moving Chris back to the 3-hole, moving Antonio up to the 4, you know, just kind of some small adjustments to the lineup this weekend, kind of see how that shakes out. But again, you know, Castro and Anthony Fernandez were really, I tell you, another guy that really impressed me this weekend was Joey Bruno.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joey Bruno was really good. And it, like offensively, he had really good at bats, but he made some really tough plays defensively. And there was a lot of times where there was one of those chopping bouncer ground balls on dirt, so you don't know how it's really going to take off with two outs and runners in scoring position, and you're like, oh boy, like, don't take a bad hop, you know, like, and he made every play, and then he made a couple really nice diving plays where he, like, you know,
correct me if I'm, you guys weren't playing on dirt too, right?
But yeah, so we're on dirt for the first time, mm-hmm. And I mean, Joey made every play. Joey played really good this weekend. It gave me a lot of confidence in him out there. So yeah, it was game two and game three was very much what I'm expecting from this team. I think that we can be 1-9. I think all those guys can hit and can do some damage.
Yeah. Let's just quickly touch on game four. You guys lose 9-1. Calabretti has a tough time on the mound, doesn't make it out of the second inning, but is that something you're really concerned about, or was he just getting hit around?
It's not. I think it's bad coaching. I'll wear that one. I think starting him that game where he had just played three games, it's the second game of a double. I mean, we played 32 innings in 28 hours.
That's what I was going to say. You guys played so close together.
Yeah. So you know, I'll wear that. It's probably my fault, you know, throwing him out there after playing that many innings. So we're going to make adjustment. You know, we have to move Joey to the bullpen this weekend just because of our other three starters. But it doesn't mean he couldn't end up back there at some point. We just need to be a little bit more, just a little bit smarter on how we use him on the mound and not waiting till the end. And we thought that that would be the good way to handle it. And then we just realized that I think he just played too many innings. You know, so that,
do you think it's still possible he could be that Sunday starter?
It's possible.
In a normal weekend when you don't have to play two back-to-back doubleheaders?
It's possible, unless Enger keeps pitching like this. You know what I mean? Like, if Enger's going to keep pitching like this, and, I mean, we expect David James to pitch like that. You know, Nolan's got to step up. He's got to be better. But I think Joey's, you know, I think those four are going to kind of be in the mix to start on the weekends for us all year. So, you know, it's good. That's a good situation to have. It's a good situation to have. And Joey's tough. Like he don't care. Like he had a tough weekend, but we believe in his talent. He'll come around. That was bad on our part. We shouldn't have started him the fourth game, and they just jumped on him. So it just put us behind in a 7-inning game on tired legs now, because we're in game four in 28 hours. And it was just tough to climb back from. And their starter did a good job. He didn't, you know, he really limited the damage and threw some off speed for strikes and got ahead in counts. And we hit some balls hard, but it was just at people. And, you know, just one of those baseball games.
It's baseball.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
You know?
It is. I think that we showed flashes of what we can be. I think we also showed the inexperience part of not playing a lot. Some of these guys just haven't played a lot of Division I baseball. So, you know, as we go, as the season goes, we expect guys to keep getting better. But when you're talking about pure talent, I believe in the talent of this team. I really do. Like, I think that we are very talented, and if we can continue to grow. But we've got a tough – I mean, listen, we got a tough slate ahead.
Yeah. I mean, but 2-2 on the year, that is not – something to be like upset about at all, you know? I mean, just to go out there, win two games to begin with, and especially, you know, get the sparks that you did, it's definitely promising moving forward.
I had some alumni ask me, like, how I felt. And I think the best way to describe it is, like, I'm satisfied, but I'm not happy.
Right.
Right? Like, happy would be winning the series, right? I'm satisfied with what I saw. I'm confident in us moving forward, but I'm not happy yet.
You know? Definitely. But you mentioned the tough road ahead. You guys got three games at Middle Tennessee, so you know, you guys will leave Thursday morning very early to get down there. But
same routine.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. It's the same thing we did last weekend, so guys know what to expect.
Yeah.
And now we're not playing two doubleheaders in 2 days. You know, we're playing three games in 3 days. It'll give us time to adjust. The weather looks pretty decent, so we should have some warm weather. So, I expect us to be able to go out and compete, but Middle Tennessee is very good. I mean, they just won 19-1 last night. So it's going to be a tough test for us. Their offense is super. They got a top 50 draft prospect on the mound in Drew Horn. This Middle Tennessee team is very good. And it took a brilliant start by Michael Salina last year to beat them. So, we're going to have our hands full. No doubt about it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you guys got the better of them last year. Salina went like six innings or whatever it was and just pitched phenomenal. You guys won that game 13-3. You got the bats going. So hopefully you can get the bats going and try and take this series. But what kind of adjustments could we see? Just like the major ones, I guess, going into the weekend.
I think the rotation's the big one. We're going to go David James, then Nolan fight again, and then, we'll go with Enger on Sunday. A couple little lineup changes. We're really itching to get Christian Lamothe in our lineup.
That was the one I was looking for.
He rolled his ankle. He rolled his ankle on Tuesday before last weekend, and it swelled up pretty good. So he was not able to run on his foot. So when the weekend came, he was swinging okay, but he couldn't run. So, and I will say that this kid's worked super hard. Like, physically, he has changed from the fall. Like, he looks really stronger, more physical, and you could tell in BP outside. It's tough to tell indoors in the cage exactly the difference in the ball flight. When we got outside and hit BP, it was like he was putting on a show. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, this, he's gotten even better, right? Itching to find a spot. Didn't really have a spot for him. It's like, to the last game, it's like, all right, let's go get a pinch hit. Just go so you see some live pitching, get your feet under you. And it was boom, double off the wall. And it's like, oh, my God, here we go.
Here we go. That's, situational nightmare.
We got to get this kid in. We got to. We got to get him in somehow. So
where else can he play? I know he plays first, but is there anywhere else he could play on the field?
It's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. I talked to him last weekend about maybe starting to get some reps in the outfield just to run around a little bit out there. He caught a lot for us in the fall, but I don't think that's his future. I think it was more just helping us for depth-wise in the fall. So I think we could see him maybe moving to left field a little bit. First base is always an option for him. But he's got to hit. I mean, he can hit. And he's a left-handed stick, and we're a little short on those. So, yeah. Listen, when a kid grinds and buys in and a really hard worker, and you see physically him changing because of his grind – and the effort that he puts into his daily routines, those are the type of kids you got to buy into, and you want to invest in those kids. And I feel like as a coach, it's like, I see these things. Like I just need to do it. Like I think this kid is somebody, if we invest time into, the payoff could be huge. Like, right. I mean, this kid could be a middle of the order guy as a sophomore or by the end of the year. I mean, it's real. Like he can hit. So, it's exciting. I think we still have some of these question marks we're trying to figure out a little bit, which is the fun part is going out and playing, competing to try to get some of these questions answered for us. So I'm excited about this weekend.
Yeah. Let's go win a series, right, Coach?
That's the plan.
Get the first one done on the year. Well, Coach, always appreciate the time. Best of luck this weekend. All right. And let's get that series.
Sounds good.
All right, this was the Baseball Rundown brought to you by the Bonnies Online Network. Talk to you guys next week.